This altar was commissioned by Cristiano Garzadori, an aristocrat born in Vicenza, who asked the community to erect an altar as a sign of gratitude for returning there safely after a pilgrimage. On the altar, Giovanni Bellini's famous canvas, The Baptism of Jesus Christ, commissioned by Garzadori, can be admired. In the painting, Garzadori can be seen and is portrayed as a small figure who, after returning from Palestine, decided to live as a hermit. Jesus seems to have a hypnotic expression in this painting. The lines of the mountains converge upon the central figure. On the right are the three graces, faith, hope, and charity, which are really portraits of Graziano Garzadori's three daughters. Faith, the first of the three figures, is also making the sign of number three with her hand. An artistic note, Bellini used to mix his colours with his hands. This was learnt during a recent restoration because his fingerprints were found on the red drapery of one of the three graces. After observing the right side of the main altar, let's look at the high altar of the church. Go up the stairs and stop in front of the marble and mother of pearl panels. You are now in front of the Corberelli altar, built in 1670. This altar is made in the Tuscan Emilian style instead of the Veneto style. The unique marble and mother-of-pearl inlays are particularly interesting. The inlay on the right-hand side portrays a vision of the Madonna by Vincenzo Pasini. The shrine of Monteberico, south of the city, was built following these visions by the peasant woman, which occurred from 1426 to 1428. At the centre of the panel, observe the basilica, the loggias, and the covering dating back to 1428 and differing from the present one. Also observe the background, the city of Vicenza, with its medieval layout. Now go behind the altar, where there is a representation of the story of the gift of the holy thorn. Concentrate on the panel furthest to the right. Louis IX, King of France, is pictured giving the thorn to Bartolomeo da Braganza. The panel furthest to the left shows the entrance into the city of the Blessed One, hailed by the people.